We welcome you with another episode with Years of Faith with His Grace Bishop Yusuf, the Bishop of the Southern United States Diocese. We thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us. Today we'll speak about a very prominent character of the Bible, a one who was the only righteous man in the whole world who was in the evil life. And it's very apparent it's Noah. How you can live a righteous life when everything around you is going into an evil direction?
Actually, Noah is a very good example to our time, because we are faced with the question how to live a godly life in ungodly world. And here we can see how sin is multiplied and became very, very abundant around us. But I think the key point in Noah's life is his relationship with God. And through this relationship, he was able to get his inner strength. That's why he was not influenced by all the people around him, and he was able to be righteous and perfect in his generation. His relationship with God was manifested when God actually told him, build an ark, and because I will flood the whole world. And building the ark actually took 120 years. During this 120 years, the people mocked him, criticized him. But through his relationship with God, his faith, his confidence in God, he didn't pay attention to all of this. He continued to build the ark, to obey God's commandment, even when the people looked at him as crazy, out of his mind. He didn't pay attention to all of this. So, to answer the question, how to live godly life in the midst of ungodly world is through your personal relationship with God. The more you are abiding in Him and trusting Him, confident in Him, getting your strength from Him, the more you can resist the temptation of the world around you. Same happened with Joseph the righteous. Same happened with Daniel and the three young men. All these people were able to bear witness to God in the midst of ungodly generation because of their personal relationship with God.
But Sayyidina, I'm sure you find when we live, when we have this very strong faith not to care about anything that happens around you or any criticism around us, it puts us in a situation of isolation. And it's a very difficult thing to deal with. How we deal with that feeling that we are isolated from the people around us. An example, if a youth in the middle of all his class, everybody is going their way and he will try to be very strong in faith and he will become by himself. How to deal with this? How to feel happy when you are by yourself?
I remember I said to one of the youth who was complaining from loneliness because all his friends doing ungodly things and he didn't want to associate with them. I remember I told him, it is better for you to suffer from isolation from people rather than suffering from isolation from God. Living ungodly life will make me isolated from God. With the isolation from God, insecurity, fear, guilt, shame will enter my heart. But if I'm isolated from the world and ungodly people, but I am abiding in God, I will have peace, joy. That's why St. Paul in his letter to Corinthians told us, be separate. Go out from among them. And the suffering from being isolated from men actually will be compensated by the comfort and the consolation of the Holy Spirit.
Do you see, Sayyidina, that isolation comes as an internal feeling? I mean, I think before I feel isolated from everyone around me, I think I feel this isolation inside me. If I know who is with me, I will not be feeling isolated. If I know how I'm very close to the saints and to God, this might overcome that feeling of isolation. How we can shift our mind from just seeing what's happening around you, around us physically, to see what is happening inside us?
Again, as you said, you know, it's my relationship with God, my relationship with the saints, my relationship with godly people. And many, many times, actually, as the Lord said to Elijah, there are 7,000 knees did not bow to Baal. I'm sure we are not living in the time of Noah, where 8 persons only were saved. I'm sure around us there are many, many godly people. Mm-hmm. But let me assume, even if there isn't anybody around us godly, actually, by abiding in God and abiding with the saints and the cloud of witnesses around us, this will give us this comfort in our hearts. The other alternative is very, very bad, to be isolated from God. And here the right. person will be very, very miserable, even if he is surrounded by hundreds of people. I'm sure we heard about famous actors or actresses who are very, very popular, and they commit suicide. Why? Because they were isolated from God. So all the people around them were not able to give them the comfort. On the other side, they have hermits and anchorite living in real isolation from people, but they are very, very peaceful from within.
So we should value those who are with us more than those who are against us.
It's like the royal family. You know, the prince and any person in the royal family, he doesn't mingle with everybody. He does not associate with everybody because he knows they are from the royal family. If we understand, we are from the royal family of God, you know. So only we associate with the royal family of God.
Another point in the life of Noah is his dealing with the criticism. If Sayyidina, you can give us points or practical points how to deal with criticism. We all get criticized in many things we do, even not spiritually, in life in general. How we practically deal with criticism so we can feel peace?
There are some advices here. I think number one, not to be defensive. Many times when we are criticized, we become very defensive. We try to defend our, you know, position. But no, we should not be very defensive. We should listen carefully to the criticism and to examine ourselves. Is there any truth in the criticism or not? If there is a truth, I will accept it, because that is God's way of correcting me. That's God's way of transforming me. That's how God is helping me to grow into His image. Mm-hmm. So actually, I should be grateful and thankful that God sent me these people to criticize and edify me. If there is no truth in the criticism, then actually, I should be objective responding to this criticism, seeking also the edification of those who are criticizing me. And let me give you an example here of our Lord Jesus Christ. When they accused him and criticized him, and they said he cast out demons by Baal-Zabub, the head of the demons, actually the Lord responded in a very objective way. He did not become defensive at all, but he took the criticism and analyzed in a very reasonable way. And he told them, if Satan wanted to spread and to establish his kingdom, he wouldn't actually cast out demons. Because any kingdom divided against itself, it will be destroyed. So, by reason, yes, it couldn't be Baal Zabub that is casting out demons in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gave them another reason. He told them, your children, the 12 disciples who were Jewish, that's why he said, your children, you know, also casting out demons. If I have Baal Zabub with me, then how your children are casting out demons? So here, the Lord used logic, reason, to respond to criticism. He wasn't defensive, and he was seeking their salvation. That's why he told them, but if I cast out demon with the finger of God, then the kingdom of God come upon you. And that is the main point here, how we should not lose our objectivity when somebody criticizes us. The feedback is very, very helpful if we listen to it and learn from it and allow ourselves to grow through the feedback and criticism.
So to review, Sayyidina Aisha, take any criticism not in a personal way and I become defensive. I should look into the criticism and try to evaluate if this is true or not. And I will try to respond in an objective way or in a positive way for the edification of the situation for him and for me.
Exactly.
We thank you, Sayyidina. I think Noah is a great character that needs more than one episode to talk about. We will invite you again, Sayyidina, to talk about Noah in the next episode. We thank you for being with us today, and we thank you for following us in this episode. And if Noah was able to become a hero of faith with the help of God, you can also be a hero of faith.